Most ballet companies use recorded music during rehearsals, and the Sacramento Ballet is no exception. That's co-artistic director Corinne Binda working with her dancers to music from a compact disc. While CDs are fine for rehearsing, there's nothing like having live music at performances, but that's been too expensive in the wake of the recent recession. Christopher Nachtraub says there is a small upside to using recorded music.
It's very easy for the dancers to get into a certain groove because they understand exactly how the tempis are going to be every time. But the thrill of performing live is that anything can always happen.
And that's why Nachtraub and others in the company look forward to shows featuring an orchestra.
It keeps you on your toes, you know? It's exciting.
That's Lauren Breen. She'll be dancing on stage when conductor Henrik Juul Hansson leads the orchestra through Tchaikovsky's famous score. Hansson will sometimes vary the pace to favor the way a particular dancer handles a solo. It's more interactive and more stimulating for the dancers. Breen says it's also a thrill for the hundreds of children who participate in Nutcracker performances.
The first time the little Arabian children, who were like 8 or 9, had rehearsal, one of them ran up to me at the end of rehearsal and said, "Do I really get to be on stage with real professionals?" And I said, "Yes, you do." And she said, "This is going to be awesome," and went running out to tell her mom. She was so excited.
Chris Nachtraub says exposing the kids to ballet with live music provides an added dimension.
By having the live orchestra there, by creating an entire experience for a child who's never seen the ballet to walk in and immediately hear the strings of the orchestra tuning up, and to have the conductor walk out and to have him strike the first chord of the overture, it creates this entire educational process.
A live orchestra adds thousands of dollars to the cost of a performance, but choreographer Ron Cunningham hopes that this year's Nutcracker, with some performances featuring recorded music at a lower ticket price and others providing the orchestra at a more premium price, will give people the chance to choose, maybe even try both.
Perhaps over the years we can add a few more and a few more and a few more and eventually restore live music for the Nutcracker entirely.
Jeff Hudson, Capital Public Radio News.